minutes, not hours. The critical need for professional confined space rescue services. It's Michael Raymer here, CEO of Redline Safety Inc., and I want to talk straight about something serious. Confined space rescue services. This isn't a service you buy off a shelf. It's a commitment to life safety, pure and simple. In my 2 decades as a firefighter slash paramedic and a safety professional, I've seen firsthand the dangers lurking inside tanks, silos, vessels, and vaults. These are places not designed for continuous human occupancy, and when things go south, they go south fast. 1. That's where a professional, competent rescue team isn't just a good idea. It's an OSHA requirement, and more importantly, a moral imperative. Don't treat 911 as your rescue plan. One of the biggest mistakes companies make is assuming the local fire department can handle a permit-required confined space rescue. While those brave first responders are incredible, OSHA is clear. For permit-required entries, you must have an emergency service that is trained, equipped, and readily available to respond in a timely manner, specifically for your confined space hazards. 2. Do they know the exact layout of your facility? Are they trained in high-angle rope rescue or the specific types of atmospheric hazards you might face? If you're hedging on those answers, you're exposing your people to unacceptable risk. The Redline difference, training meets reality. At Redline Safety, we don't just tick a box on a compliance checklist. We provide dedicated, on-site, confined space rescue teams staffed by specialists, often experienced firefighters, paramedics or EMTs, and rescue technicians like myself. 3. We bring the real-world experience and the technical certs you need. Proficiency. Our teams are certified in confined space rescue and high-angle rope rescue. Equipment. We come equipped with the right gear, calibrated atmospheric monitors, the latest technical rescue systems, specialized breathing apparatus that fits through tight openings, and basic life support, BLS medical capabilities. Pre-planning. Before the first person enters that space, we've developed a site-specific rescue plan. We've reviewed the hazards, identified access egress points, and established communication protocols. No surprises, only preparedness. Understanding the key challenges. The environment itself is the primary adversary in confined space rescue. You're fighting. Limited access and egress, moving a fully equipped rescuer and then a patient on a specialized litter through a narrow portal is a technical nightmare. Hazardous atmospheres, the air can become oxygen deficient, toxic, or explosive in seconds. 5. Our constant monitoring and control measures are non-negotiable. Communication barriers, radios, and verbal commands are often ineffective due to noise and physical obstruction. 6. We rely on specialized communication methods to maintain the vital lifeline between the entrant, the attendant, and the rescue team. 7. Time. When a worker is down due to atmospheric exposure or injury, you have minutes, not hours, before the situation becomes a recovery mission. That's why the timeliness of the response is critical. A reliable professional rescue service is a safeguard against these challenges, protecting your workforce and your business from tragedy and significant liability. We're here to be that lifeline.